Patricia Arquette tells GOP senator you're going to kill people by opposing Green New Deal. By Sean Moran on July 31, 2019. Actress Patricia Arquette claimed Wednesday that Senator John Kennedy, RLA, would kill people by opposing green energy jobs. Senator Kennedy recently spoke to Fox News regarding his thoughts about Tuesday's Democrat presidential debates, which moderate Democrats such as former Representative John Delaney, DMD, attacked the more progressive Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Bernie Sanders, IVT. Kennedy slammed all the Democrats as tiptoeing too close to embracing socialist policies. "I'm not buying the storyline of progressives versus moderates. I would you remind you that the lesser of two socialists is still a socialist." President Donald Trump tweeted out Senator Kennedy's statement about the 2020 Democrat presidential candidates. The Louisiana senator continued, suggesting that even the most moderate candidates embraced a job-killing socialist agenda. Arquette replied to Kennedy on Twitter, contending that, "because Louisiana will allegedly be damaged most by the purported effects of climate change, Senator Kennedy will kill people by opposing new green energy jobs." Arquette claimed, "your state is one of the poorest in the nation. Your state is going to be horrifically impacted by climate change. And you are against new green energy jobs that would help protect your state from climate change? Shameless. You're going to kill people," the actress said. Arquette appears amazed that Senator Kennedy would oppose climate change programs such as the Green New Deal, which would cost over $93 trillion, according to one study. The Green New Deal would approximately cost over four times the national debt. The climate change program would also cost more than the total cost of 3,700 border walls, and also amounts to more than the value of the global economy. However, Arquette does not serve as the only leftist to make hyperbolic claims. South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg claimed Tuesday night during the Democrat debates that the world only has 12 years to address climate change before it becomes too late. Not to be outdone by his Democrat opponent, former Representative Beto O'Rourke made even more daunting claim. O'Rourke said Tuesday that the world only has 10 years to address climate change. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.